You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom took the tablets and put them in Aaron. He says, Vayikach vayiten et ha'edut el Aaron. So the question that is brought, what does it mean that he took? So should say he put the tablets that were caught in the Aaron, like, no comparison. Let's say you like roasted chicken, yes? Vitu deli, yeah? So now, what's the difference that you say you put the chicken in the oven or you took the chicken from the fridge and put it in the oven? Is there a difference?
It shows the salvation, the second one. Where it come from,
going
in the oven.
I know, but the process doesn't make a difference.
No.
It doesn't make a difference. But in a Hebrew term, it does make a difference. And it is, there's a special term that is used in the Torah in many places, Veira. Veira means... Right, but we have, like in many places, like let's say, Ribono Shel Olam took the Adam, Veyirach et Adam, or Sarai Imenu took the Hagar, or it says, Moshe took Aharon.
This means that he convinced
them. Convinced them. How were they convinced?
Talk.
Hashem talked to them, such as Hashem, when it says that he took Adam, he talked to Adam. What did he tell him?
Why you ate from the tree?
No, Chas v'Shalom. No, that's before him. Before. What did he tell him? He told him that I have a gift for you. What was the gift? Gan Eden. Gan Eden. No, that's not a gift. So Hashem, no, that's the responsibility, it's not a gift. You know. So now, here, we see like Sarai Imenu told Hagar, you know, Veirah, Sarai Imenu told Hagar, what did she tell her?
To be with Abraham.
No, that's obvious, it's going to be his Pilegesh, it's going to be like some type of wife. So Sarai Imenu told Hagar, you know who my husband is, you know how tzaddik it is. You know, the first time the time history, a wife spoke good about her husband. So she told Hagar, you know, my husband is such a tzaddik. So Hagar, you know, had doubts, you know, should it, you know, do such a thing or not? Or we see the same thing with Moshe and Aaron and so on. So now here, back to the Luchot, it says, Veikah veiten et ha'edut. What? Moshe spoke to the Luchot? Yeah? That's what he says here. That's what we're trying to learn. It says, Veikah veiten et ha'edut el Aaron. Why it says Veikah? We're trying to follow the same formula. What was the Luchot anyway? Before Bezalel make the gold Aaron, the gold ark, what was the Luchot? Fine, but no, when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Luchot, the Mishkan was not built yet. So where did he put it? In his tent? Where did he put it? In the safe? All the time? No, that's not the kavod. So now here, we had two Aaron. One was Etz, that would go to the Milhama with it. And the other one was the gold ark that was placed in Kodesh Kodeshim. So now here, for the first time, the Luchot is being transferred from the wooden ark to the golden one. So now the question is, how the wooden ark feels that the Luchot is taken away from it. Ay, ay, ay. You know what the feeling it is? All this time, I was holding the holy tablets. Now they're taking it away from me. So here, that's a beautiful point. It says, Vayikach ve'iten et ha'edu. Ramban, Satan brings. You know what the feeling it is? That all of a sudden, you're empty. There's nothing there. Now you're useless. Here, the powerful message here is, if for the wooden ark, Shabbat Shalom shows such a care. And I'm sorry, you know, I have to do the transfer. You cannot hold the Luchot anymore. More so. That many times we maybe not paying too much attention, that maybe we are needed, we part of it, and sometimes without even giving a thought, we disconnect, we do other things, and we forget, no, I'm part of something. Could be a family, could be a member, it could be friendship, and then just pull away. And then it causes such a hurt feeling for other people. Here, Tatan al-Shah teaches us such a beautiful lesson that you have to be so
sensitive
about feeling other people. You cannot just walk away. You cannot just disappear. You cannot, you know, just, you know, say, hey, I'm going. You have to have care. You have to have such a... Chazaka Baruch. You know why they call it Vajdan? No, you know what Vajd means? Vajd means joy. So that means the Vajdan brings the joy for yourself and other people. And that's such a powerful lesson that we see how Mishabalam Shalom goes through the process to transfer the Luchot Even, from wooden ark to golden one, Vayirah. And more so that we have to be so considerate that, see, you know, if I'm here and not here, what type of impact is going to make to other people? And Hashem is again, to be always aware.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.